Blackstone Publishing presents Neuroscience for Leadership, Harnessing the Brain Gain Advantage by Tara Swart, Kitty Chisholm and Paul Brown. This book is read by Esther Wayne. Preface. If those leading-edge institutions, the Royal Society, the Royal Society of Arts and the Royal Institution, all independently set up programmes about modern neuroscience, as they have done since 2010, then something must be stirring in the scientific community. When US President Obama committed $100 million a year for 10 years to this specific area of research, as he did in 2013, then doubled it the next year, and the European Union also committed 100 million euros a year for the same period to a slightly different approach to brain research, and when, in 2013, the US National Institute for Mental Health, NIMH, said the latest edition of psychiatry's Bible, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, DSM-5, needed to be torn up and the whole exercise started again, based on what was going on in the brain, then it might reasonably be assumed that something is more than stirring, especially when it is realised that private funding in this area is far outstripping public funding. When Muse released their sixth album, The Second Law, with a colourful image of the white matter fibres in the brain obtained with diffusion MRI, diffusion tensor imaging, an image obtained from the Human Connectome Project, a five-year project funded by the National Institutes of Health, NIH, to find the networks of the human brain, then neuroscience is also creeping into popular culture. This area feels like the final great frontier of knowledge. It is the systematic scientific exploration of the most complex known structure, the human brain. How do 86 billion brain cells, triggered by electrical discharges that create chemical messengers travelling at a little short of 300 miles an hour within the spongy tissues that fill the small space of the skull, and that we call the brain, make us conscious, and arguably, rational human beings, able, indeed, to let us think we can inspect our own thinking. How do they create a person? Transplant a liver from one person to another, it functions like the liver that was lost. Transplant a brain from one person to another, a medical advance not yet accomplished, but within the realm of imagination, if not possibility. And do you think it would express the same personality as it did when it resided in its original owner's skull, or take on the embodied mind of the new owner? Our brains are us, but through experience, and especially through relationship.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?